Welcome to the Corporate Data Show, a podcast dedicated to helping marketing professionals leverage data to generate revenue. Whether you're looking for techniques and strategies or tools and resources, you've come to the right place. Now for our host and CEO of Every Market Media, Rick Holmes.
Welcome back to the Corporate Data Show. This week, it's episode 47, and our guest is Amarlee Monderoy. She works with Trans World Compliance, and there she is, a top-performing SDR. Amarlee, how are you today?
I'm good. Today's actually my birthday, so I'm awesome.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Real spring chicken over here. Got to be 19, guys. Got to be 19.
Definitely not.
For those who don't know, what does Trans World Compliance do? I'm not in the compliance business. I know a little bit about it, but what does your company help people with?
So we're a software solution that helps financial institutions, tax regulatory boards, and governments with their compliance and regulatory requirements. So basically, we deal with TRS and FATCA reporting. We help them with the collation of all their data, the remediation, and also the upload in an XML format.
Awesome. And is that in any particular verticals, like the healthcare businesses need it more? Is any all large businesses sort of need this service? Who's your ideal prospect, I guess?
So definitely more like any finance world. So we're looking at banks, law firms, trust funds, mutual fund companies, as well as government. So we do have a few governments on board worldwide, and it's, again, North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa.
Yeah, globally, for sure, for those big companies. Well, listeners, one of the reasons I had Amarlee on the show is because she made a pretty cool list, and we don't do enough meetings with folks who actually use data to do stuff, and so I thought it would be great to have her on. She was featured in an article on Demand Base, 100 Powerful Women in Sales. And I have to tell you, like the folks at Demand Base, and their articles aren't too bad, so give it a read. But what a great nomination. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Way to help salespeople eat. They appreciate it. I hope they're nice to you.
Definitely.
So I thought we'd just get into the nitty-gritty a little bit about what the world of SDR looks like today, post-pandemic. I mean, when I did this job, now it's been 10 years. I've trained a few people for the job you've done, but I haven't done anything but business development, really, as far as lead gen myself in a lot of years. So you're the muscle for your team. You're helping them not only generate meetings, right? But also, are your reps giving you information to have target accounts?
Oh, yes, for sure. Especially in this niche that I'm in right now within the financial industry, it's a lot of playing off of one another, so to speak. So it could be past clients that fell off. It could be stuff that came on their radar sometimes in conferences and whatnot. They may meet people, they give me people to follow up on, companies to follow up on, leads as well. And you literally play off of one another. It's teamwork. It's definitely teamwork.
I heard somewhere that a lead has not gotten, I think you've got to touch it something like 7 times or something like that. A lead's not gotten the appropriate amount of engagement. People mean to get back to you and they're like, oh, I just got busy. I'm sorry. That's a great source of leads. Do you do some of your own sourcing as well? List building?
Of course.
Awesome.
Yeah. I build a sales pipeline daily. That literally is my job. And they always say, always be prospecting. That is the name of the game.
Oh, yeah. They'll say this, too, in a couple of books that I recommend. Maybe we'll send you one of them. You ever read Predictable Revenue?
No, actually.
Oh, it's kind of old now or whatever, but it's by Aaron Ross, and it's really good. And the idea is, if you're not always prospecting, then your sales look like, I had a great month, but then I had to prospect, and I had a bad month. And then I had a great month. Yeah, you agree?
And then the thing is, when you have a client that falls off, or like in my will, somebody who agreed to a demo and they don't show up, you're very frantic and you could become very anxious because you're like, how are you going to fill this back up? Whereas if you're always prospecting, it's very easy to just go back in and pull something up, go encourage somebody to move it up more, you know, put it down the pipeline to get them in.
One of my old sales bosses, Joe Flanagan, would say one of the core pieces is attitude as far as making it in sales. You A, seem like a really cheery person, but B, it's also just better to have a plan because that'll that'll keep your attitude good. Like, oh, I already have a plan. I move on to the next one. That's awesome.
It's personality or attitude and a lot of discipline.
Yeah, like, a lot of discipline, make the calls. Kind of like working out, I think.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple of talking points here, and I don't want to get too down a rabbit hole, but what is relevant sales and business intelligence to you? Like, what do you need to gather about a company to say a lead is qualified?
Definitely need their job title, or, you know, what their job is, to say. So you're their persona. Sometimes the length of time that they are with a company matters as well. Like, you know, in terms of if they have just joined or if, you know, they're a well-seasoned employee, et cetera. At least that helps you in how to approach in the conversation. It all, well, I mean, company name is a given.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and what the company does, what their team may look like. So just like a little brief inside knowledge as to what their org structure might be like, or the number of persons
up
in the
down.
Company. Yeah. Or sometimes, like, for now, like, where I work, it matters, like, how many gyms or, let's say, clients that they deal with, or how many jurisdictions they operate in. Even when I was at Chili Piper, that mattered, you know, because the larger their sales team, the better your product would work, so to speak, be efficient and make sense for them financially.
Yeah, business have to be in a certain, I don't think too many businesses engage in sales where their sales are under about $1 million. I'm sure yours have to be way bigger.
Yeah, so their revenue. And then, well, of course, I mean, that's the data that you want on the person or the company. And then, well, of course, contact information matters because then how are you going to reach them?
Yes, yeah. And do you have a lot of luck reaching people on the telephone these days, just anecdotally when you call? Do you reach people now?
Yes, actually.
I heard that recently too. Nobody calls, I guess.
I don't want to like bring it up this early in the conversation, but with the advent of AI and Google and Outlook getting better at determining what is a sales email and sending it straight to people's spam, those two things combined, people just being bombarded, calls work, like cold calling is not dead. Like cold calling is more alive than ever, I find, because it's a lot harder now. Well, I shouldn't say
it's always been hard. It's always been hard. Like, I have had so many salespeople that have worked for me, and they, what do they call it? The fancy word, call reluctance.
Call reluctance. Yeah. Call reluctance.
Yeah. Like, you just don't want to pick up the phone. But then once you start doing it, man, I couldn't agree with you more. There's nobody calls. I fill out a web form. Now, that's not to say that sometimes that's okay. I know a lot of people just didn't want people calling them, but I was curious if you did phone outreach. Oh, how about text?
Yes, but I don't really get much response from text, per se. Usually, as I said, like cold calling is pretty alive right now in my industry and stuff, because just that, a lot of people don't get called anymore. So they actually appreciate a phone call, especially if you know how to approach people in the right way. Like, you don't just, you know,
send them an email
immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. Super cold and just.
Or you leave them a voicemail. Like, I found voicemails to actually work a lot better than text.
Are you willing to give us your top secret opening line? Maybe you shouldn't tell us.
My top secret.
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people have like an opener.
It all depends on the persona or the. What I am selling, if that makes sense.
Okay, sure.
But usually I keep it very simple. You know, if I get the person on the phone, I tell them where does I find their information from, because a lot of people are, you know, that's their first question. Like, if you rattle off something, first of all, where did you get my information from? So I start off, you know, hi, this is Amali. You don't know me, but I got your information off of, you know, LinkedIn Sales Navigator. And, you know, I saw that you got So the industry, I'm in. I saw that y'all got a warning letter in this year for, like, you know, not meeting tax regulatory requirements. And I have a solution I think would be really great and helpful for you so that never happens again. Are you willing to hear?
Oh, there's the secret line, folks.
Yeah.
Woo! That's a cooker. That's one of the best pitches I've ever heard. It's really good. That is magically short. Sure. Someone worked on that for a long time. Okay. Everybody always asks this, and it always changes. So I know that I'll ask you what the best tools are today, and you'll say one thing, and then I'll check back with you in a year, and I'll ask you what the best tools are, and you'll be like, yeah, that one stopped working. This one works great now. Yeah, just like the phone kind of, by the way, sidebar back to the phone, you know what else is working real good for people that didn't work for a while there was direct mail. Do you guys ever send any, like, swag or, like, for high-value accounts?
Not where I am right now at Transfer Compliance. Basically just based on the persona and the nature of the people.
Yeah, well, they can't take gifts, right? They can't probably have just gifts. Yeah, sure.
But definitely we did at Chili Piper, definitely at Hack Notice, where I was after for cybersecurity. That was a huge deal. People really do appreciate it. Especially if it's not the $25 Starbucks gift cards and coffee and stuff, like some stuff that you actually put some thought into, like, yeah.
Yeah, I have a favorite kind of hat that I occasionally get people, or books. Mm-hmm. Books are good.
Yeah, people always appreciate a good book.
Well, see, so what is right now then in your list of stuff, because so I don't want your company to give away top secret stuff. Do you use like a CRM based email, or do you use a different tool to sort of semi-automate your emails going out?
Oh, absolutely fine. So primarily I use LinkedIn Sales Navigator and then Apollo, which, you know, just bagged their $100 million in funding.
Uh-huh.
I'm a huge fan of Apollo.
I'm glad they've got all that funding. It was definitely a bold move for them to publish all their data online. Yeah. So Apollo's good. Free data is good. Everybody loves free data for sure. So plug Apollo. I'll hit it up. If somebody from Apollo ends up getting this, come on my show. Thanks.
Okay. There's some great people working there too. And then, well, I do use GPT for Sheets and Docs.
Okay.
Which helps with my messaging, my performance of my emails. I also use lavender.ai, another, like, I'm a huge fan of Lavender as well. So they help craft and score your emails, you know, keep it down for that 12 to 15 seconds read.
Okay.
Simplified, that a fifth grader could read it.
Oh, you know what they used to say in the really old book, Predictable Revenue, which you should pick up? Not to date myself, I know it's your birthday. Oh, let me backtrack a little. What were you just saying? They're saying, yeah, tell me, repeat yourself. What were we just
Lavender.
Talking about?
Lavender. Like, I use Lavender to help me craft.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the 15 second blips. Yeah, those are totally, they're called BlackBerry. I don't know if you ever had a BlackBerry.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So they call them BlackBerry length emails. Okay. When you were trying to write them back in 2011.
Like,
yeah, yeah, it's got to be like this big. So you need to send two lines. So that's definitely new. When I was in it, it was like, get a copywriter or be a good writer.
No.
Not so much now. Hey, that's pretty cool.
That's definitely something that AI has helped us with, like both Apollo and Lavender use it, but that it's not like, you know, hyper in that way. Like, it's so personalized. You still have to put in a certain level of work.
Oh, yeah, 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 for sure. I attended, Sales Loft. Do you use Sales Loft at all?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. I don't currently use it, but I've used Sales Loft before, and I love that tool as well.
Yeah, I used it for a really long time too. That's kind of back to when we were doing it more, was when Sales Loft was really new. They have a great philosophy and a great SDR playbook. I would say they're probably still ranking in top tools as far as contact discovery. Oh, I got a good question for you. I have my own way of doing it, but do you start with the account first, like finding the right account, and then you fill the people in? Or do you start with the people and fill the accounts in?
So I start with the people first, actually, and fill the accounts in.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I actually
I go the other way. You're breaking the rules, you know.
I am. But one of the challenges that I do face is that not a lot of people in this industry and the compliance, like financial and tax regulatory, are on LinkedIn. So that's why that's why I filter by, you know, job titles and the jurisdictions that we target first. Because most times, once they're on LinkedIn, it's because they are in a company that, it's definitely part of our ICP. There's not much filtering to be done there.
Yeah. So LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a good source of contacts. You should check out, and this is a shameless plug, absolutely, but we also have a data search tool. It's called mQuery.
Okay.
And it's just credits.
I have heard of mQuery.
Yeah. It's a little more... I don't have $49 billion, so it doesn't look quite as polished as ZoomInfo or Sales Navigator, but it does look up contacts pretty good, and the contacts are pretty accurate. Anyways, so that's mQuery. Everybody, this has been Amari Monderoy. Look, show's a wrap pretty much. If anybody wants to get in touch with you after the show, how do they do that?
So you could contact me on LinkedIn. I'm always open to making new connections. It's Amari Monderoy, or you can reach me at, I'm still going to give my email.
Okay. You're crazy. Good luck. But it is your birthday. Maybe people will be nice.
Actually, my email is also on my LinkedIn page. Mm. So, cool. You know what? I'm going to leave it at that. If you're serious, you'll go to my LinkedIn
and find my
email anyway.
Cool. Final thing. Sun Tzu's Art of War is your favorite book.
Yes, it is.
I do like some of the Eastern classics. I would say it's up there for me, not to the total top, but it is good to think about for strategy.
It's very good for game theory and strategy, yes. And it could be applicable in many areas of life, not just business or sales, but just your normal personal life and terms of relationships.
Yeah, it's relationships. There's a lot of wisdom in there for sure. That book, I don't know how old that is, 8,000 years old or something like that. You can keep it's as old as the Bible or something.
Yeah, all right, great.
Well, you've got everybody's got a way to get in touch with you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. I hope you keep landing enormous deals for people and making lots of money. You know, hopefully I talk to you in a year or two and you've got 30 SDRs working for you.
That's the goal.
Thanks for having me, Rick. Well, yeah. You're welcome. Thanks for coming on, and I'll talk to you a little down the road.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to The Corporate Data Show. Do you have a topic or guest idea? We want to hear from you. Reach out by sending an email to marketing@everymarketmedia.com. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. Until next time.